There were new proposals today to clean up the air. At a news conference in Washington, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency announced that the EPA wants to tighten air quality standards to reduce smog and the amount of tiny particles that lodge in the lungs. Carol Browner said that the proposal would save thousands of lives a year by reducing the number of people who develop respiratory diseases. Environmentalists hailed the agency's move as long overdue, but factory owners and automakers said the rules could have a devastating impact on business. NPR's David Barron has this report.
At a news conference unveiling the proposed new air quality standards, EPA Administrator Carol Browner emphasized that her agency had one responsibility in drafting the new regulations, protecting the public health. And she says the new rules would do just that.
With EPA's proposed standards, we would prevent 20,000 premature deaths per year, saving 20,000 lives. We would prevent 250,000 incidences of respiratory symptoms, such as aggravated coughing, difficult breathing among children, and we would prevent 250,000 days of aggravated asthma each year.
If the new standards are implemented, they would radically cut the amount of ozone and particulate pollution allowed in the nation's air. Ozone is a lung irritant that forms when pollution from factories, power plants, cars, and other sources mix in the presence of sunlight. The new ozone standard would reduce the allowable level by one-third. Particulates include many things: road dust, airborne sea salt, smoke, and soot. Carol Browner says the new particulate standard would for the first time clamp down on the tiniest particles, those about one-thirtieth the thickness of a human hair and smaller.
The scientific evidence indicates that very small particles pose the greatest risk to human health and are most likely to lead to respiratory complications, including premature death.
So-called fine particles come primarily from steel mills, power plants, and motor vehicles. Environmental and public health organizations had urged the EPA for even stronger air quality standards, but today they praised the agency for taking what they consider a strong step in the right direction. Deborah Sprentz is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
We believe that the new standards for fine particles, for example, will cut exposure to fine particles in half. That represents a dramatic improvement in public health protection.
But achieving these standards, if adopted, won't be easy. The EPA estimates under its proposal the number of counties violating ozone standards would more than triple. The number violating the particulate standards would more than quadruple. Environmental law professor Arnold Reitze of George Washington University says the lower standards would pose an especially heavy burden on areas that can't even meet the current standards.
The two major areas of the country that will be hardest hit will be California, which has the worst polluted areas in the United States and has a significant portion of the most serious air pollution problems. And the second big problem will be in the northeast corridor of the U.S. from northern Virginia to Maine.
Stricter air quality standards could force additional pollution controls on cars, trucks, and buses, could mean power plants will have to switch to cleaner burning fuels, and could impose regulations on dry cleaners, bakeries, and the use of backyard barbecues. The proposed standards would likely impose significant costs on factories, and industry trade groups had tried to head off any new regulations, arguing that the science linking particulates and ozone to serious health problems isn't strong enough. Dick Klimisch of the American Automobile Manufacturers Association says he's upset with the EPA's proposal.
I think this is a big mistake. It'll be counterproductive and will yield lots of cost and disruptions of people's lives, and there'll be very little benefit from this.
The EPA adamantly disagrees. The agency estimates that while its proposed rules could cost the economy $6.5 to $8.5 billion a year, they could provide benefits of $120 billion a year in lower hospital costs, reduced sick days, and longer lives. But EPA Administrator Carol Browner emphasized today the proposed standards are not final, and her agency will listen to what the public has to say.
We want to hear from community members, small businesses, industry, state, local government, mothers, fathers, children, doctors, people with asthma.
The EPA plans to have final air quality standards in place by next June. But even when the new standards are finalized, it's expected states will have until well into the next decade to meet them. I'm David Barron reporting.